5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, hello, everybody.
Thank you for covering for us, Annie. We're having little technical issues over here. You know, that's like the norm. We get that quite often. So, but anyways, you know, the country having a lot of technical issues.
Yes, we are in distress today. I think about 75 million people feel like we are in distress. But hey, before we break into...
I would say it's 100 million plus.
Well, you're probably right. You're probably right. But hey, listen, if you want to call in and talk to Will, you can call him at... The number is 516-595-8069. And also, if you want some amazing information from American Truth Project, go ahead and get on their text, information chain. You can do that by texting the word WILL to 88202.
Absolutely. It's really that easy. Just type in my name and send a text to 88202, and you will get some awesome information, information that you don't get anywhere else. All right. Well, cool. So, Shannon, we know what just happened yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
You missed it? I've been saying what happened yesterday was a total lie. If you ever thought of a lie that's being pushed right out in everyone's face and everyone has to believe this lie, it took place yesterday. I refuse to even watch the lie because I'm not the type of person who goes along with the lie. And even now, I'm not going along with the lie. The problem with the lie that took place yesterday, you have criminals that's going to push their agenda onto us after they did this lie, after they certified this lie yesterday. Now, we have a whole bunch of things that we're going to talk about where we know that Biden has already put in a mandate for everyone to put on a face diaper and social distancing. So my question about that to anyone out there, and Shannon just gave the number, if anyone out there, I'm just curious, what do you think about being forced to wear something when you're just outside? Well, now, he said federal buildings.
Right, it's federal.
And he said, but you know what? These liberals, they are not going to stop there.
Well, it's interesting because he did sign this, and just 2 hours later, he was at the Lincoln Memorial, and he wasn't wearing a mask. So,
hypocrite.
We already know that the laws of the land do not apply to the Democrats.
Hypocrites.
I mean, how can you sign in and then like 2 hours later, you're not even following your very own regulation you just signed?
That's exactly
he's literally saying, listen,
operate.
My whole administration will be about me telling you what to do. I don't have to do what I say I'm doing. Only
do
you have to do what I
say, not as I do. That is the motto of the Democrat Party. 100%. Now, a lot of people are really upset about the lie that took place yesterday, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Because this is like the first time in history that we're, you know, to this extent. Now, I'm pretty sure there's been other stuff happening in the past, but what happened yesterday to this extent was the first time in history where they impeach a president twice. And I'm saying this, I've been saying, I haven't heard anyone else say it, but I say this was a coup d'etat that they did against President Trump under the cloak of an election. That's exactly what it was, a coup d'etat, because they threw everything else at the man to remove him and nothing was working. So here they did this coup d'etat, and sure enough, it looked like they got what they want so far. I'm hoping that, you know, some kind of way something will happen. But, you know, as it stands right now, the country is in distress, 100%.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I didn't listen to the inauguration. I know you didn't either. But, of course, I was on Twitter.
That's what
of course,
was, inauguration?
Well, that's what they called it.
Oh, okay. That's what they called it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a lie to me, but go ahead.
Yeah,
go
sure.
Ahead.
I mean, I agree with you. But as it stands, the United States recognizes Biden as the president of the United States. Whether it was
fraudulent or not.
Right. I mean, at this point, apparently the United States doesn't care. But
So can we go around and say, because, you know, the left kept saying it's not my, you know, kept trying to say President Trump wasn't our president. And they were only saying that because President Trump beat Hillary Clinton fair and square. It had nothing to do with Russia, nothing. Here, there's actually evidence mm-hmm. what they did, the whole fraudulent stuff that they were doing. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to go along with the lie. I refuse to go along with the lie. And I'm going to say that forever. Well, I'm not going along with the lie.
Yeah, I mean, I will not say that Biden won the election. That is for sure. He did not win the election. He stole the election. And I don't know. I wonder how these people stood there yesterday in the inauguration and actually felt like they accomplished a win, because they didn't. They actually did not accomplish a win. They stole an election. And listen, it's so interesting. You have to look at the whole picture. When President Trump won and all the inaugurations previously, you see that the it's just full, right? Everything's full, people everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday was the first stolen election that we could actually say was stolen. And of course, there's fences everywhere, armed National Guard everywhere. That's what it looks like when you steal an election, right? You're trying to protect yourself from the people because you know you didn't rightfully win it.
Exactly. And you know what? There's videos that came out and was all over Twitter. I actually played it last night in my nightly broadcast, where military personnel were standing on the street because they didn't have just American citizens like celebrating. Yay, yay. They had military personnel because they were so afraid of being attacked, right? Knowing good and well, no one was going to do that unless it was Antifa, which we'll get into a little bit of that later on. Mm-hmm. But some of the soldiers turned their backs on Biden in the motorcade. And some of the soldiers were not even standing at an attention.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, too. I know that there might be repercussions for those soldiers, but
they're going to retaliate against these soldiers for standing up, my personal opinion, for doing the right thing.
I don't know, because, you know, before the election, I actually read an article that said that the left, the FBI, recognizes that most military personnel are probably conservative and probably did not vote for Biden. That's literally what this article said. This was literally coming from the FBI. And so in order to protect Biden, they actually vetted these soldiers to see if they were going to do anything
to Biden,
which I have to tell you, that's not what Democrats do. They're soldiers because they're fighting for America. They fight for everybody's freedoms, including Republicans and Democrats. So I don't think they would ever do that. But it's just so interesting. It's crazy what's happening.
No, you know what? The military personnel, you know, for me to see that there's less than 100% of the military personnel being conservative, it's kind of mind blowing. And for anyone to be in the military, knowing that the Democrats want to just demolish them, mm-hmm. make it to where they don't have the equipment, the resources they need when they're out in harm's way, why would anyone in the military support them? That goes with the same thing with police officers.
Yeah.
They're wanting to defund the police department. And now they say they want to reform, basically saying that they're not going to actually give them more personnel, more equipment. They're going to bring in social workers. So for anyone that's in the military or the police department, not being a conservative is kind of mind-blowing to me. It's really ridiculous. It should never get to that point. These people know the truth, but yet they ignore it.
Yeah, well, we know the conservatives have a very deep love of country, right? We have a deep love of history.
Right, right. I mean, that's the way it's been. And a lot of, you know, conservatives have always stood up for the United States of America.
So I understand how they say that most military people are probably conservative. But listen, you know, a huge part of Biden's message yesterday was what?
Division. That's what I heard. Division.
Well, it was actually, he said, I'm I'm going to unify the country, right? You've seen it on Kamala Harris's Twitter, which I cannot stand the lady at all, but she keeps saying that, oh, I'm going to work hard for you, and oh, we're going to unify the country, and oh, we're going to do this, and oh, we're going to do that. Well, the biggest sign to me that they're actually not going to do that is by their actions,
mm-hmm.
right? We know that Biden and his administration so far has not said a single thing about conservatives being deplatformed. They haven't said a single thing about conservatives being discriminated in the workplace.
Not going to.
They haven't. So how, number one, that means that you're condoning the discriminating and you're not really serious about unifying. But not a single one of his priorities, his immediate priorities, has anything to do with unifying the country. Did you know that? Even though he says, his speech was all about, I'm going to unify the country, but not a single one of his immediate priorities, or any priority actually, that I've seen of his, has anything to do with unifying the country.
Well, let's just go down the list of some of the stuff that they are changing. And, you know, because one of the big ones is about the jobs in the country for me.
Okay, well, there's two things that actually impact jobs, right? One is immigration,
mm-hmm.
right? One of Biden's first acts was to do what yesterday? Stop the construction of the wall.
The first executive order that he signed was making sure everyone have a face diaper on.
On federal
and
property,
and social
yeah.
distancing.
Right.
You know, I mean, like I said a minute ago, they say on federal property, okay, that's just, we're going to say federal property, but we all know that once you give Democrats the left an inch, they take a mile. And if you give them a mile, they take the planet. So, and once they, if you give them the planet, they take the universe because they're going to want to remove God too, right? So just because they're saying federal, I'm willing to bet, liberals, as soon as they can, they see someone walking down the street without a face diaper on, they're going to say, oh, we need to call 911.
Well, let's talk about COVID, right? You talked about the face mask. That was his first thing that he signed. So President Biden says he will move quickly to contain the COVID-19 crisis by expanding testing. Like we don't already have testing going on everywhere. Thank you to President Trump, who has gotten tests facilitated, made by a lot of businesses here in America and is distributed them across America. Biden, I'm sorry, you can't take credit for that. And I don't really know how he can do any better, right? I mean, with testing. Testing is everywhere. He says he's going to safely reopen schools and businesses. Now, I'm not sure what he means by that, safely reopen. A lot of businesses have reopened. A lot of schools have reopened, but it's pretty much been up to the states to decide when they're going to reopen schools and stuff. And a lot have done that. Well, you and I also know that in LA, they actually are mandating the vaccine in LA schools. Right?
Yeah.
Didn't we see that?
Yeah.
Of course, and here we go. He wants to take science-driven steps to address the communities, especially communities of color. See, here comes the division. Here comes the separate. Let me tell you, when you say communities of color, he's talking about what? Poverty areas.
I'm talking about black people. I mean, seriously, let's just get right to it. He's talking about black people.
Yeah, they've been hardest hit
by
fire.
They exclude white people
and
everything.
But let me ask you
something. Wait a minute. It's the left, they always doing a race card, and that's what this is, right? They're talking about black people because black people, according to the left, they don't have anything. And according to the left, the black people are not capable of achieving anything.
Let me ask you something.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. So then they got to put all of this stuff in there saying, oh, black people, because you're so helpless, we're here to help you. As if white people don't have the same problems as black people.
Well,
you know, problems don't come in color. Problems
right.
just are problems.
Right. I mean, who lives in communities with black people? Mexicans
mm-hmm.
typically live in the same type of...
Now they just say people of color. And that just includes lumping them. That includes but when they talk about white people.
But when they talk about hardest hit by the virus, they literally are talking about black people, not Mexicans.
True.
I mean, they've literally said it's black people have been hardest hit, not because of their diet, not because of pre-existing conditions that they have, which is actually why they are hardest hit. They don't talk about those things. They're just saying that they don't have access to the same thing that you and I have, which I don't know.
I don't know. You know, they keep making all this stuff up as they go along. And the reason why they target black people, because black people get into the emotions more than anybody else. Straight up. I mean, we see that because, look, prime example, they did it with Rayshard Brooks. They did it with George Floyd. They did it with a number of black people that had issues that were criminals that got caught up. And then they make those stories, Trayvon Martin, they make those stories explode because they know they can get black people to react the way they want them to react. That's the reason why they target black people the way they do. And on top of that, because the Democrat Party has kept black people on that virtual Democrat plantation from day one, after they actually left the physical plantation.
Right.
They figured out how to do it.
Right. So we see that there's really not any unity when it comes to COVID-19, right?
No.
I mean, is there anything in his plan that I just read to you that has anything to do with unifying the country? No.
No.
So then we got climate.
He wants to unify his base, which is pretty much evil in my opinion.
Right. So then his next agenda is the Paris Climate Agreement.
Which brings the United States of America into the one world system.
Right. Well, that definitely did not unify the country. If anything, that probably drove a bigger wedge between conservatives and Democrats. I mean, he could have even waited a minute. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he could have said, I'm not going to slap him in the face right away. Let me just do it later. But right away, he says, I'm going to unify the country, but I'm going to go ahead and get all my slaps in the face real quick.
Yeah. let's talk about how, okay, before we get into that, the whole thing, Joe Biden, he's made it clear. He made it clear to everyone that he was going to bring the United States of America back into the one world order. They were supposed to continue that with Hillary Clinton. But President Trump came along and said, no, America first. So Joe Biden is saying America last. He is putting America last. They are literally going to do their whole global reset and tear down this country. And every single person out there that supported this, that voted for this, that went along with this, shame on you. You are not an American.
Right. So interesting that you brought that up, because that is also on the whitehouse.gov website. One of his priorities is restoring America's global standing. So President Biden says he will take steps to restore America's standing in the world, strengthening the U.S. national security workforce, rebuilding democratic alliances across the globe, championing America's values and human rights, and equipping the American middle class to succeed in the global economy. So let's talk about this restoring America's global standing, and let's talk about kind of like the rebuilding democratic alliances. What did he do yesterday that kind of ticked off one of our neighbors?
I don't know. Tell me.
The Keystone.
Oh, you're talking about Canada. I thought you were talking about the neighbor across the street. I'm like, why are they going to be ticked off? Because they're total liberals. They're total liberals.
Okay,
like,
well, Canada's a liberal too. I mean, yesterday the Canadian Prime Minister came out and said, Biden, you're not getting off on the right foot here.
He's going ahead and canceling our permit. He's a total socialist.
Right.
He's a total socialist.
Well, he knows there's money in oil. We need oil here on this side of the world and not depend on the Middle East. So, you know, it's a smart move for us. It also brings in jobs, right? When you get rid of the oil industry, you are eliminating jobs, American jobs, Canadian jobs. It affects us all. So yeah, Canada, he wasn't too happy. And let me tell you what, anytime you have a president that is interested in protecting human rights all around the world, like, I'm not saying we shouldn't, because actually President Trump put out a lot of sanctions on countries that, especially China, that had human right issues. Right. You know that, right? So President Trump did that. But he did it with the intention of really helping out those people and saying, listen, straighten up, don't hurt these people, or we're not going to do business with you. Biden, I don't think that's his angle, right?
No.
I think his angle is more...
Actually, his angle is to allow China to do more of that. And then China is looking for Biden to pay up. And that's why we're seeing a lot of the China tactics, the CCP, what they're doing there. We're seeing a lot of that starting to show up here. For example, like the way they're doing conservatives, they're labeling anyone who's a conservative Christian as a domestic terrorist because they want to demonize the people because they don't want anyone going against the government. And I'm just waiting for them to come out and say, you cannot speak out against the government. I mean, you just read something earlier where they were talking about on the White House YouTube channel where they're deleting the dislikes because there's more dislikes. Then there are likes.
Yeah, let's talk. Yeah, even.
I mean, seriously, that's so amazing, right?
You know, Biden supposedly got 8 million votes. We know that's a lie, right? And so, where's all his followers? So, I guess yesterday on the White House streaming of inauguration, there was like hardly any viewers. They actually reported zero. But then magically, like, 150,000 views showed up. And people are taking screenshots of this, by the way, right? Like, this isn't just people out there. They're literally grabbing screenshots because they know that Biden and them don't want you to hear the truth.
Right.
And then on the inauguration on Twitter, the White House Twitter feed, there was more dislikes than likes. And they disabled the comments.
But the scary thing is that that's just straight up saying that you cannot speak out against the government. It should be. I mean, I think someone even put a tweet out there saying, shouldn't that be unconstitutional for them to block out comments about the government?
But isn't Twitter like mostly now Democrats at this point because they've deplatformed so many conservatives and kicked them off? So it's interesting that they had more negative comments than they did positive. That's literally what we read. It was pretty funny. But I think that when we talk about human rights, he's more on the, we need to make sure everybody gets vaccinated, right?
Well, the problem I have with that. See, now President Trump, he boasted about that he created this, you know, had it where the vaccine was created within 9 months versus 2 years, 6 years, yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
The difference between President Trump and what the left is wanting to do as far as the vaccines, President Trump was going to make it a choice. He wasn't going to make it where people were forced to get it. That was the whole point. He wasn't going to do an executive order, because I'm telling you, that's going to come under this regime with Biden. They're going to make it to where you have to get this vaccine. They're going to make it mandatory. President Trump was going to do just the opposite. To give a prime example, even in Australia, you have small businesses and other media outlets that have some kind of, you know, hearsay or, you know, influence, rather, that they're saying that they want to make it to where it's mandatory that people are vaccinated in order to go into any venue. And I've been saying it for weeks, you know, talking about it. I said, that's what they're going to do. We are living in a time where a lot of people say wouldn't happen in their lifetime. What I mean by that is, how do you verify that someone has the vaccination? That first they were talking, right now they're talking about an app. right? But you can just lose your phone. You can delete the app and say, you know, and what happens to that? And you
well,
can
the say, people
are
that
you going
to
install the app and say, well, I got the app here.
Yeah.
But what happens if you don't have, if you can't pay the bill because they're already trying to make it where conservatives can't even get jobs or make any kind of income. They're already trying to make it to where people, the businesses are going to shut down. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they say that they're for small businesses, but this entire time they've been shutting them down. And they're already talking about another shutdown coming. So how do people, you know, make any kind of living with that taking place?
Yeah, Biden did at one point before he was inaugurated, said he was throwing around the idea of shutting down the country for 4 to 6 weeks to scale back the spread of the virus. He's never going to get rid of it. It's here to stay. I hate to tell people that. But
I mean, just like the flu is here to stay. I was just going
to
say
the cold is here to stay. Yes. I mean, there's viruses that are here to stay. You know, it does change as well. They're saying that there's different variations now of the COVID-19, that it's changing and
They've already said it's a new strain.
It's going to be like the flu. They're going to say, get your flu shot. Oh, it's not for this strand and that strand. Same thing with the vaccination. It's going to be like, well, it wasn't the right strand. That's what we have to look forward to in the future. But another thing on his restoring America's global standing, he said he's equipping the middle class to succeed in a global economy. So I'm wondering how he's doing that when yesterday, literally, he stopped, he signed the deregulations that Trump put in place to bring businesses back to America, to encourage businesses here in America. He literally signed to start regulating them again. And not only that, he said, not only are we going to put regulations back in place, and let me tell you what, when you read his plan, he actually talks about they need to regulate, they need to make sure that you're following their laws, they need to basically run your business, and they need to know what you're doing, right? This is big government over businesses here in America, which is scary, people, because if they're doing it to businesses, they're also doing it to people, right? And so on top of these regulations that they're putting on, Biden said that the Office of Management and Budget needs to now also institute some other things. And he said that the regulatory review process can promote public health and safety, economic growth, social welfare, racial justice, environmental stewardship, human dignity, equity, and interest of future generations. So they're going to lump all that in when they're trying to decide whether they're going to let these businesses do certain things.
I mean, if I'm this,
so
if
they're
going to
tell
I,
you, you as a business owner,
right,
what you can do, how you can do. It's basically going to be,
if I have a corporation and I'm or a manufacturing company and Biden just did this, I'm going to do what they did when Clinton was in office, when Bush was in office, when Obama was in office. I'm going to send the jobs overseas. And then guess what? The jobs that the American people had under President Trump, they are all going to go away.
Yep.
They literally are breaking that magical wand,
right,
that Obama said
so how
Trump
is this
didn't
help?
Have.
This is not helping the middle class.
It's not
class.
Helping. They don't want
In
to
fact,
help.
That's who it,
they
who
don't
it affects.
Want to help. Look,
well, and then on top of that, what's another? So that's not unifying, right? Is that unifying the country?
They don't
no.
want to help.
He's not
they
even
don't
putting
want to unify
America
the country.
First.
What they say is a total lie.
Total
it's been
lie.
A lie. They're not going to stop lying. They're going to continue with the lies. And anyone who believes that Biden is going to bring back normalcy to the country, you are living under a rock. And that rock that you're living under is smashing your head. I'm seriously, this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
The country is in distress. And I know a lot of people right now, they're hanging their flags upside down. And you know what? The liberals are looking at it. And a lot of liberals don't even understand what that means. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Some of them do. Because some of the liberals used to be in the military. And now, which is still mind blowing to me. Some of them used to be in the military. But now they're just looking at all of this and like, dude, what are they doing? This means distress. And a lot of them know. But many don't understand it. They just think, oh, they're just upset. This is nothing like what took place in 2016. This was straight up coup. Straight up coup.
Right. So here's another thing that's going to affect middle class jobs. Immigration. Right. President Biden says, listen to this. This is kind of funny. I almost laughed. He will reform our long, broken, and chaotic immigration system. Now, him and Biden had him and Obama had 8 years. And what did they do with the immigration system? Jack crap. Jack crap.
And now we got hundreds, we got thousands and thousands of immigrants headed to the
southern border. But now he has a magic pill. Now he's just going to open up the door.
Yeah.
And pay all of them. And,
you know, one of the things he did yesterday was stop all production on the border wall that is protecting the American citizens. So you Americans out there that think that Biden is protecting you, you're an idiot.
Well, listen to his eloquent words, though, Will. We believe this. Okay? He said his strategy is centered on the basic premise that our country is safer, stronger, and more prosperous with a fairly and orderly immigration system that welcomes immigrants, keeps families together, and allows people across the country, both newly arrived immigrants and people who have lived here for generations, to fully contribute to our country. Now, that sounds nice, right? That sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, on the surface.
On the surface, it sure does. And we're not opposed to legal immigration at all. I think most Americans, one thing we can all agree on is we want people to legally be here in America. We want them to be tax-paying citizens just like us. But you know that's not what's going to happen. You know that's not what's going to happen.
Of course.
Right? Because there's a lot of people, immigrants, that come here. I'm not going to say a lot. There's a percentage. One, that have bad intentions. You and I look at these caravans that are coming to America all the time, and what are they composed of?
Men of the fighting age.
They're not families.
No. You don't see women and children. Now, when you do see it, is when the liberal media...
It's a photo op.
They'll go and they'll look and they'll search, but... When you see the mass number of people, they're men of the fighting age.
Right. And they come here to work and send their money back to their country.
Exactly.
And those countries actually rely on some of their people coming to America, making American dollars and sending it back home. Some of them are not taxpayers. Some of them are not interested in assimilating with our culture.
Nope.
They're not interested in learning the language.
Nope.
They're not interested in being a part of what he would say, people that fully contribute to our country. That's literally the words he says. But a lot of their intentions are not to fully contribute to our country, unfortunately.
Well, you know what? That's being clear.
And not and only that, but you have to be careful. If we can't let every single person come into our country that wants to be here because we don't have the jobs to accommodate all those people.
Well, you know what? According to Biden, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. They're saying that they're just going to make a path to citizenship for them, and they're going to give them money. So it doesn't matter, right? For them, it doesn't matter. They're just going to come on in. Yeah. That's what they're saying. Come on in. It's better that we can... put the burden on the backs of American people that have been paying taxes, that have been doing the right thing. We're just going to put the burden on them. At the same time, we're going to make it to where the American people can't even get a job. But yet, we're still going to put the burden on the American people. The reason why they want all of these immigrants to come into the country is because they want to fast track the United States of America to be the same way it is in Venezuela. They don't want to wait years
for that
to take place.
Europe opened up their
their
borders, and look at the troubles. Look at the troubles that they've had.
But you know, I mean, they were already kind of socialist in Europe, but they're wanting to fast track the same scenario that's playing out right now in Venezuela. They want to do that to the United States. And I'm giving it to 6 months to a year because they already got long lines because of the pandemic. They already have long lines. So let's do this. If anyone is out there, want to call in and tell us about, you know, why we should or shouldn't wear these face diapers. I would love to hear it. And does that go against the U.S. Constitution? Do you think it does? What's the number, Shannon, if someone wants to give us a call?
516-595-8069 and press 1 to come live on with Will.
Yeah, you have to press 1. You have to press 1.
Right.
Yeah, I really would like to hear anyone why you think we should or shouldn't have to wear these face diapers. And do you think that is part of the Constitution? What's to stop them from saying that you should have to wear a particular shirt for health reasons? What's to stop them from saying that you have to wear a uniform, that we can't wear what we want to wear any longer? If they're saying, and they're saying they can say it for health reasons. For health reasons, you have to wear a long sleeve shirt. What's to stop them from doing that? Now, if I walk outside and even if I'm walking, you know, well, now they have a fence all the way around the National Mall. So I guess I'm one of the lucky few to have been able to go to Washington, D.C. and walk around the National Mall without a mask on, you know. But if you're outside, you should be able to have your freedom still. When does the U.S. Constitution apply? I'm just curious. When do you think the Constitution applies, Shannon?
It doesn't say anything about dang masks.
They don't care. And I'm serious. That's what it's all come down to.
Well, it's about government control.
It is, 100%.
If you want to be honest, that's what it's about. And there was literally a article on Epoch Times, which you and I really like, that says ideological alignment pushing America towards totalitarian. I can never say these words.
Totalitarian. Totalitarianism.
Yeah. Experts warn. So they're saying that, you know, of course, America isn't quite, you know, what Hitler turned Germany into, but there are some parallels, right?
Oh, of course.
There's parallels where the government and the media is controlling the message. That is definitely a parallel, right? Hitler didn't use the media. He had his own foot soldiers, which you kind of call Antifa, the Democrat foot soldiers. He had them. He had his military out on the streets, telling people to think and feel a certain way. But let me talk about one more of Biden's top priorities, and that is racial equality, right? Says the promise of our nation is that every American has an equal chance to get ahead. Yet persistent systemic racism and barriers to opportunities have denied the promise for so many. So my question is to you, Will. I'm a white person.
Are you? I didn't notice. I thought you were just
I'm also a conservative. Does racism apply to me?
No.
I mean, it's his...
If we want to go... Wait a minute. Hold on. Because if you listen to the left, they say racism... Or let me put it like this. Black people, they say black people can't be racist because black people have been oppressed. See, that's something that white liberals have indoctrinated black people to believe, that they've been oppressed. When, if you really want to look at the oppression, is black people doing it to black people and white liberals doing it to black people. It's not white conservatives.
I don't think Biden will get this right. Because when you talk about...
Has he gotten anything right? I mean, talk about this. Has he gotten anything right?
Another thing he won't get right.
Okay.
Because in the end, when you talk about racial equality, it has to be binding for everybody. It has to mean that everybody counts. You can't start discriminating against one person to ensure that another person that racism isn't happening to them. You can't say, listen, you're white, I'm not giving you this job. Because
that's essentially what they're saying.
Even if you're more qualified, because We don't.
How is it that they're not saying
that? But that's what I'm saying. I don't think they're saying this right.
It in those words. But that's exactly what they're saying. You're white. You can't get this job, even though you're qualified. Right. We're going to give it to someone who's not qualified simply because they're color. Instead of making incentive for people of color to go out and get the skills, they're going to say, you don't even have to get the skills. We're just going to give you this person's job that has a qualification. And then I wouldn't even go a step further. If they find out that you're a person of color and you don't have the same mentality as they do, if you don't think the sinister ways that they do, they're going to still say that you're not qualified. You may be qualified for it, but they're going to give it to someone who's not qualified because they have that same mentality that they want people to have.
Yeah, and I feel like this is still going to cause
more division
in our country.
Of course. I think that's the point.
It's not going to unify us in any certain way.
Not at all.
You know, because when you justify being racist towards a white person in the name of not being racist of a black person, it's all just racist. Right? I mean, it's all just racist. I mean, you have to say, listen, if any American is not treated fairly in our country, it's wrong. But you can't mistreat one person and raise up another person. That's in the name of raise up another person. That's racism, is it not? I mean, that's what white people did in the past.
You
they,
know what?
They raise up white people.
You know what? I think they don't see it as racism as long as you're doing discriminating against white people. That's what it is. As long as you're discriminating against white people, they don't see it as racism. That's why I said a lot of the black people have it in their minds that they can't be racist, even though they can say the most despicable, nasty things about white people.
Any single person on this planet is capable.
We all know rational thinking people, but they can say the most despicable, nasty things about white people. I mean, look at it. You've had black people in the past say some nasty stuff about white people and they never lose their jobs. You have someone white. Someone white does even go remotely close to even, you know, like referring to someone monkeying around and they can lose their jobs. And they're not even saying it in the racial context. Yeah. They're just saying it like, stop monkeying around. Oh, you're white and you're talking about black people? You're calling black people monkeys? No, the only people who do that are liberals. Liberals only refer to black people as monkeys because as soon as someone say the word monkey and they're white, they run with it and say, oh, he must be talking about black people.
You know, it's a shame too because, you know, when I was young, when I had my little kids, guess what we used to call them? Little monkeys.
Little monkey.
What was that song? 10 little monkeys jumping on the bed.
Exactly.
You can't even say that anymore.
No, you can't. You can't. I mean, because they have made it to where they want to control what you say, how you say it, what you think, how you think, where you go, what you look like, what diapers you have on your face. They want to control every aspect of life. They're even now going to the point to where they don't even want you to worship God. They want to remove that element because, see, as long as we have God there, they are reminded of the demonic things that they are doing, and they want to remove that element. They straight up do. That's the reason why they removed the Ten Commandments. That's the reason why they, in some public areas that they don't even want you to pray. When I was living in California, there was a mall saying that people cannot have prayer, even if they're getting ready to pray over their food in the courtyard. They're saying that you can't do it. They will arrest you. Not saying that they're forcing anyone to participate. You should be able to say, in the name of Jesus, pray. And, you know, regardless of how you want to do it. That's the whole point of the U.S. Constitution. And that brings me back to my point from earlier. The Democrats, they do not acknowledge the U.S. Constitution any longer. What we have in the White House today is a lawless entity. They have literally turned this country into a lawless nation because they do not adhere by the U.S. Constitution. And these criminals have gotten away with it for the longest. And as it stands right now, the way it looks right now, that is going to be the way this nation is ran from here on out. And as long as this remains the way it is, we will never, ever get another decent president in the White House. Never again. Trump was the last one. Mark my words. Unless something dramatically changes.
You can't say unless.
No.
You can't say unless.
If something dramatically changes, other than that, Trump is the last one.
Well, Will said that, so he's going to stand by that.
I am standing by it. You can't prove me otherwise.
But let me ask you this. So racial equality is going to be huge for Biden. I'm telling you.
It's already been huge for the left.
So what do you think Biden could do to help racial relations in America? You as a black man, what do you think he could do?
Shut up and go away. I mean, seriously.
Well, Morgan Freeman, you know, he said when he was asked, how do you stop racism in America? What'd he say?
Stop talking about it. That's what I said.
Stop calling me black and I'll stop calling you white.
That's what I just said. Shut up and stop talking about it.
You know, and I think people need to understand or what racism really is, right? Because now some people call racism and it's not even racism, right? So if certain people don't get a job, they say, oh, I didn't get a job because they're racist. Has nothing to do with them not being qualified for the job. They just say it's racist. So that's scary too to me. How do we protect businesses? Because, you know, that's scary for businesses as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about just racism in general with race. We're talking about also the LGBTQ community, which is also another huge agenda for Biden.
That is like the number one agenda for the Democrats and Biden.
Did you hear that the Supreme Court said that if somebody wants a transgender surgery, a doctor has to give it to them, even if it goes against their moral beliefs? They have to do it.
Wait a minute. This is Supreme Court?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was Supreme Court?
The federal Supreme Court?
I can't imagine that
it's the federal Supreme Court. How are you going to force a doctor to do a procedure that goes completely against their ethics, against their morals, against humanity? So next we're going to tell, if someone wants a third arm sewn onto them and it has a function, they're going to have to continue doing the operation until it works? Is that where we are? This is ridiculous. That's 100% ridiculous. I can't imagine that this is actually at the federal level. I mean,
because there was an inmate in federal prison.
An inmate in federal prison.
That wanted transgender surgery and they wouldn't do it. It says health protections reversed by, let me see, where is it at?
Regardless, having a doctor being forced to do a surgery. Now, what happens when the doctor doesn't do the surgery correctly? If that's not the specialty of the doctor.
Why would you want somebody that doesn't want to do the surgery anyway?
Exactly my point. You're about to go under the knife of someone who doesn't
want
to do this?
That goes with anything. You know what? If I know I walk into business and they don't want to serve, I'm talking about even a cake or someone that makes coffee. You know, why would you want them to make you coffee if they don't even want you to be there?
So you're going to go to Burger King and force them to make you a pizza? I mean, seriously, that's exactly what this is saying. Right. And they go in there, then they're going to, what, the federal, or just the Supreme Court, where I'm pretty sure, I can only imagine this has to be state Supreme Court.
Yeah, I'm trying
Court.
To find it.
I can only imagine. Okay, but still, regardless if it's state or federal, for them to go and say, well, Burger King, you have to make this person a pizza. You have to make this person a pizza. Because you're in the food service. They came in here looking for pizza. You have to feed it to them.
Well, that's what they're trying to do with cakes. for LGBT.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, you know what? Mm-hmm. What it is, they're bowing down, and I'm telling you, more of that's coming.
Yeah.
The more the sinister, demonic stuff that they're pushing down on everybody's faces, everyone's throats, more of that's coming. You know what makes me think about? It makes me think about where CNN right now, they're really pushing hard to remove networks like Newsmax, Real America's Voice, anyone, even like Brandon Tatum, just a whole bunch of people from social media, because they're getting more views on any given day than CNN is. So CNN is going to, I guess they're going to, Democrats are going directly to Google, which is YouTube, to force these people not to be able to get the views that they're normally getting.
Okay, I'm sorry. I actually,
this is crazy.
I actually read the article wrong. I apologize, everybody. It actually says the federal court blocked Obamacare mandate forcing doctors to perform transgender surgery. So Obamacare actually wanted to force them to do. They said that they can't force them to
okay,
do
see,
it.
Now
I apologize.
That sounds more like it. But you know what?
But
now, you know what?
It actually talks about Biden next.
Before you even get to that, let me just you know, look at the writing on the wall. Because they have now the Senate, the House, and the presidency, they're going to stack the courts. And they're going to get enough Supreme Court justices on there to give them whatever it is they want. That's why I'm constantly telling people that President Trump is the last decent president to ever walk through the White House doors, because they're going to even make it policy to where these machines that supposedly didn't have any problems, they're going to make it to where those machines are there indefinitely. We're done as the United States of America.
Right. So to go along with you and I were just saying, it says during Biden's campaign, he vowed to push LGBTQ rights as part of his agenda, including coverage for care related to transgender surgery. He signed an executive order yesterday as president to prevent discrimination on the basis of gender identity and gender discrimination. So you know it's coming, right? You know what's coming.
Oh, yeah.
We see it on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And what is this Becerra from California that has nothing to do with any healthcare, anything, is his healthcare administrator or whatever? Becerra's crazy. You and I had actual. He's the one that you asked him why he puts immigrants over
that
Americans.
That was DeLong.
Okay, I think Ben Berquam.
That was DeLong. That was DeLong. He was the representative in California who actually started up the whole sanctuary cities, and then it spread it like a virus from there. That was DeLong. But yeah, I confronted him and asked, you know, in a room with a whole bunch of liberals, why are they putting illegals before the American people? And the room just exploded, and they just started attacking me, hitting me, punching me, kicking me.
Yeah, they liked Will.
Oh yeah, they you know, it was a lot of fun that day. But I never did back down to these leftists, and I'm not going to now, even though they're getting more and more violent. More and more violent.
Yeah, what's up with Antifa?
We got to hit that before we go here. Antifa, they have already started attacking buildings. They've already started attacking people. And they're like, they got what they want. But you know what it is? Just like in Nazi Germany, the foot soldiers never let up. They have got to continue to intimidate the American people to keep them in line. And one of the reasons why they do that, to instill fear. They're instilling fear among the American people. You know, I was watching this video the other day, and they were talking about the Berlin trials right after Nazi Germany, after the Second Civil War. And they were asking these Nazis, how in the world were you able to get all of these people to go along with the tyranny and the hatefulness and just the terrible things they did to the Jewish people? They said it was easy. All we did was push the idea of fear. Once they pushed that idea of fear, everyone just jumped on board. They didn't have to do anything else. They just put fear out there. And it sounds, you know, highly similar to what they're doing today.
Oh, yeah. They made the American people, or the Democrats, feared Trump.
Well, not even just fearing Trump, but, you know.
The virus.
Yes. And now they're telling everyone to fear anyone that supported President Trump.
Yeah. Antifa in Seattle and Portland smashed property. They oppose Biden and police. They say we are ungoverned. Well, they're anti-government, which is why they were at the Capitol, too, on January 6th. They're just anti-government.
Yes. They took the opportunity on January 6th to go in and make Trump supporters look bad.
The Democrats have benefited from
their foot soldiers. From their foot soldiers.
Right.
Antifa, BLM, they are the foot soldiers for the Democrat Party. Hands down. 100%. And a lot of people still don't understand that when I say that. The foot soldiers. What do you mean, the foot soldiers?
Apparently,
they're just like the brown search. If no one's ever looked that up, just Google Nazi Germany brown shirts.
Apparently, they're even spray painting that they're anti-Biden, anti-government.
Yeah, well, you know, of course.
I think it's just people that need something to do.
Yeah, they do need something to do. But anyways, hey, everybody, I want to thank everyone who did listen in today. This is absolutely crazy times that the United States of America is in. We are headed for some truly dark days. Those dark days are upon us right now. Do me a favor. It would help out a lot. Get out your mobile device and type in and send a text to 88202 and type in WILL. That is 88202, type in WILL, and you will get a lot of information from the American Truth Project. They bring some of the greatest and the latest information that you need to know about. And it's really simple. It's really that simple. 88202 and type in WILL. I want to thank everyone for participating in the chat. Thank everybody for being there. And please do not be afraid of what's coming. Myself, I have not lost my faith in God. I am a religious man, if you want to call it religious. I strongly do believe in God. I don't push my beliefs onto anyone. I just tell everyone how and who I am, but I am truly a believer in God. And I suggest everybody to just be calm, see what God has in store, because that's the biggest thing here. A lot of people are losing faith because they thought, because of what the prophets said, and people said this, people said that, that the prophets knew what they were talking about, and Trump was going to be president this time, and Biden would never set foot through the White House doors. Well, before we got to this day, I kept telling everybody, I said, if they steal this, Trump will be the last decent president this country will ever have. Okay. And with that said, God bless you, everyone. Thank you. We will see you next Thursday. Take care. Will Johnson signing off. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.